This is Psalm 125. Hear God's word. A song of ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be on Israel. Our purpose in these psalm meditations is just to give a brief explanation as to what this is about, and especially to illustrate how it points to Jesus Christ. This psalm provides a very wonderful word of promise to you, especially when you face doubts about your own salvation. Many Christians go through times when they doubt whether or not they're really saved, whether they're trusting in Jesus Christ. This psalm points you to really the best way to address that, to meditate on God's promises. And Psalm 125 presents it in some very pictorial ways so that you can understand how you can trust in Jesus Christ for your salvation. Last month we looked at Psalm 124, which also focused on God's protection. But where Psalm 124 looked back into the past, what Psalm 125 does is it turns you to face the other direction, to look into the future and to see what God has promised about that. It gives a very vivid picture of God's protection. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. So children, I want you to think about trying to move a mountain. Do you think you could ever move a mountain? Of course not. It's a mountain. You just can't push a mountain around like you might push your brother or sister around. But those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, who cannot be moved. There are mountains, literally, that surround the city of Jerusalem. I've never been there, but I understand it's, you can see that as you travel towards Jerusalem, that you're rising up through the foothills, and the city of Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains. And then right in the center of the city is the place where the temple is built. It is called Mount Zion itself. So the city is surrounded by mountains, as if God is surrounding us, protecting us. But also God is in the midst of his people, like where the temple is. The presence of the Lord was right in the middle of the people of God. God is on the inside and on the outside. That's the promise that he makes. You can also take this one step further in Christ, because Jesus has promised to not only be with us, as he promised in the Great Commission, but he has promised to dwell in us. Think of that promise of God's surrounding us, like those mountains around Jerusalem, but also being in us by the power of his Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus has given to us. Psalm 125 goes on to say then, "For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest in the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity." What this is talking about is how the Lord restrains wickedness for the sake of his people. The scepter is something that a king might use to demonstrate his power and his authority. It would be like a long mace with jewels on the end. It was a symbol of his power, something that looked like a weapon, symbolizing his authority. When he reaches out that scepter, he's showing his power and authority. What God says here is that the wicked shall not extend their authority over my people. And the reason that he gives is so that my people would not be overwhelmed by that. I think that's very encouraging for us, because when we doubt our salvation, when we go through those times of darkness, the temptations of the world around us might seem like they have all of the power and authority. But Jesus, as a mighty king, comes and rules over all of his enemies. He does so in such a way that while wickedness may surround us, while we may still be tempted, that the Lord restrains that so that you and I would not be tempted beyond what we are able. Think of Jesus being revealed as a merciful and faithful high priest who understands our weakness and who provides a way of escape so that the temptation is bearable. This is what Psalm 125 is giving to us. Then finally, in verses 4 and 5, the psalmist lays out the nature of Christian perseverance. It has to do with obedience, but obedience that springs from faith. The psalmist says, do good to those who are good and to those who are upright in their heart. This is one of those phrases that if you understand your own frailty and your own sins, you might shudder to say. No one in their right mind would come in their own righteousness and say to God, God, I've been good. I've been perfect. Do good to me as I have been good. Instead, we say that out of Christ who lives for us and obeys for us. We acknowledge that Christ is the one who has obeyed perfectly for us. So we can acknowledge Jesus in that. And then we can say, oh God, as I am trusting in Christ, I am following after you. We would all say, not perfectly, but genuinely. That's why the psalm gives a pointed warning. For those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. This is what perseverance is about. And in those days when our sins rise up and accuse us, this warning is appropriate to hear and to be reminded that our salvation doesn't rest in our goodness. We are warned not to be flippant about that grace that Christ has given. The Bible has no place for the one who says, I'm saved, and then cares nothing about how he lives. Instead, out of faith comes obedience. And out of faith comes perseverance, resting on that completed work of Jesus Christ. With that hope of God's protection, then the psalm closes with the benediction. Peace be on Israel. And that happens because of Jesus. He is the one who is your Savior. And as you doubt and face those times of temptation in your life, remember the promises of God. Remember that He is the one who surrounds you like the mountains around Jerusalem and who is in you like Mount Zion itself. Through the work of Jesus, your Redeemer. We're going to sing Psalm 125. We'll do so throughout this month. There's just one selection there, and I invite you to turn to Psalm 125. We'll sing this psalm and invite you to please stand to praise God.